You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and you've joined the Green Business Podcast Show, your EPN channel, for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Thomas Adequa, the CEO and founder of GreenX Prize, which is a brand new global online community where socially conscious entrepreneurs can propose green ideas that can benefit their communities and generate profits for public, private, and corporate investors. Mr. Adequa, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to this podcast.
And I do as well, and thanks for coming out. So for starters, where did the idea for GreenX Prize come from?
Sure. The idea was actually spun off from an original idea of writing a memoir, a sustainability memoir called The Go Green, Get Rich. And preceding that was also an idea to develop a sustainable real estate community. My background is in real estate from maybe about 10 years or 15 years ago, I was involved in real estate. So somewhere along the line, I decided to do a sustainable community. That idea had to be put on hold due to the Great Recession. So at the time, I had developed a body of knowledge on sustainability, going green, the environment, and so decided to turn that into a book and broaden and expand, include more chapters in it. So at the end of the book, it's a very good book to read, by the way. It encompasses politics, diplomacy, economics, the history of wealth creation, and a host of other topical issues about sustainability. At the end of the book, we realized that we had to do something about going green and helping the planet heal itself. So then came the idea of the GreenX Prize. And in a sense, what the GreenX Prize platform or website is going to do is it's going to encourage sustainable enthusiasts to all gather on there and share sustainable ideas. And there's going to be a voting pattern. So John Smith puts on a sustainable idea. Henry Doe also puts a sustainable idea on. And then we're going to vote. We, the people in the sustainable community, are going to vote on which idea will be the best idea. And at the end of the month, or maybe at the end of 60 days, whoever has the most votes would get proceeds from the sale of our book, or proceeds from those who are going to donate to our cause will go towards the winner, and that winner can use that to start their own sustainable movement. So I hope I didn't go too long on that, but that's pretty much in a nutshell what GreenX Prize is all about.
Well, we certainly appreciate your thoroughly explaining that, and that helps us understand much better. Now, what is most unique about your story in these regards?
Sure. So I think from a personal standpoint, I wasn't born in the United States. I grew up in Ghana. I was born and raised in Ghana. And for those of us who did not grow up in this country, we sort of live sustainable lifestyle due to our circumstance. Not to say that, you know, we don't have the luxuries that are afforded here in the U.S. We do have that, but it's limited. It's not in abundance. It's not in excess. So, for example, let's use an example like municipal county water. That wasn't always readily available. You would have to, you know, supplement what the municipal county will send through your regular pipelines on the open market. So that didn't come easy. Like, you just don't go turn on the tap and water always comes through. Something such as electricity. Our grid had massive problems. We used to have normal blackout. We didn't have to wait for a hurricane to have a blackout. Blackouts were normal occurrences. You know, so we lived sustainable lifestyle by default. And so moving from the United States, I've spent half of my lifetime in the United States and half of my lifetime in Ghana. Moving here in the United States, going to college, working, I see so many opportunities and so much waste, right? And so one has to ask yourself, what exactly can we do to bring to bear, given our experience from a different place, from a different country? And I think part of my inspiration is where I grew up from, and you know, having to do so much with so little, and coming here and seeing the abundance of everything over here, and yet seeing that a whole lot more can be done. So that's, if you want to call an inspiration, personally, yes, that would be a good one.
No doubt about it, and certainly we take for granted those luxuries within the U.S. and the types of lifestyle. So coming from Ghana, I'm sure you can really relate to more of what the luxuries are and be more appreciative. So that's always good in my opinion. What are some strategies that people can use to improve their footprint immediately?
So I think we at the Green X Prize don't necessarily preach on, you know, go do this, go do that. But what we do is we say volunteer or get involved in any sustainable cause, you know, because some of these solutions do come with quite exorbitant prices, right? So, you know, we just say volunteer, get yourself acquainted. And one of the things we've been trying to wrestle with at the Green X Prize is making sure that the prizes are within limit of everybody. Okay? So our book itself, which we're going to be selling on the open market to support this cause, is going to retail at $25. However, we are allowing anybody to enter the contest at $3 and up. And let me add this too. At $3, by default, you're going to get a tax write-off because we are a 501c3 organization. So you can write those off. Any donation that you bring to bear can be written off. But not only that, the most important thing is you get acquainted with the most cutting-edge sustainable ideas, because the kids that are going to be on there are going to come up with emerging ideas that maybe you and I don't even know of. So what is out on the open market, I think we all know what they are. You're talking the solar grid tie solutions, the electric cars, if you can afford it. Anything does help. But for us, we're more interested in sharing knowledge, empowering people about how to go green. And we believe that that platform, the green, www.greenxprize, will be the place where folks can actually get involved in addition to any other thing that they might be doing.
Today we are joined by Mr. Thomas Adekoye, the CEO and founder of Green X Prize, which is a brand new global online community where socially conscious entrepreneurs can propose green ideas that can benefit their communities and generate profits for public, private, and corporate investors here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Thomas, aside from the strategies you suggested already, what do you see as the best tools to improve our lives from a greener perspective?
Right. I think I would go straight to our way of thinking, okay? And you know, I'm sure you were not expecting that. You were thinking I would mention a product type. But I see our way of thinking to be our greatest challenge into actually going green. And the reason I'm saying that is generation after generation, I think the conservation movement has been around for decades. And every year, we hear about it going in high gear. And now in our generation, we hear the millennials being the rallying point of actually going green. Now, what I think ought to happen is we ought to empower the next generation that are coming, one, to find good political solutions to, you know, this inability to go green. And also, our innovators, our business folks, our emerging leaders, to come up with sustainable business models, to come up with sustainable business products, and lead all of us onto that promised land. Because without that, then we're just going to be doing the same thing. We need more Elon Musk to innovate. We need, you know, the causes that Google and other Fortune 500, Microsoft or the Gates Foundation. We need a lot of thinkers, but we most importantly, we need a change of ideas. And I think that's what we're trying to promote in addition to the products that these young, brilliant minds would come up with.
Good stuff, Thomas. Appreciative. Now, what is one book that you'd recommend our community should read and why?
Well, I'm going to have to be biased and recommend our own Go Green, Get Rich. And the reason is that unlike other sustainable books, which actually try to preach to you about do this, do that, the Go Green, Get Rich memoir is broad-based in terms of it comes to you with a philosophical angle to challenge your existing ways of thinking, to look at your historical ways that you've thought of things, and then it leads you to take action onto the GreenX Prize platform. So it's very broad in nature, and we're not lecturing anybody. It's almost like a discursive mode that we put folks in. So I think I'm just going to have to be biased and recommend that folks would actually read our own memoir, The Go Green, Get Rich, which can be found on the www.greenxprize.com website.
And nothing wrong with being biased, not one bit. Now, in conclusion, and before you go, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip here along the lines of our conversation today?
So I think for us as a community of sustainable enthusiasts, I think we wield so much power, and there's been so much misunderstanding about what sustainability stands for. And the reason is that we live in a society that's self-interest driven. So when you start talking about social interest driven imperatives, it's almost like an irony. But the way we see it here at the GreenX Prize, it's an addition to the self-interest imperative rather than, you know, we coming up with social causes that may be too costly. So I think there's a lot of I don't want to say misdiagnosis of the problem, but I don't want to sound too technical, but we having an issue of the corporate world in some instances, you know, sidestepping these social causes and think they're afterthoughts. But in actuality, they're part of the value creation chain, and they should be thought of in that manner. It's not an afterthought. We had one pioneer from 100 years ago, John D. Rockefeller, and he set an example of sustainability. And what John D. Rockefeller did at the time was, while his compatriots were throwing away the byproducts of the oil and diesel, he developed it into kerosene. Most of his fellow entrepreneurs were throwing it down in the river and choking our wildlife. But he painstakingly took that byproduct and developed into kerosene. And at some point, kerosene was the number two revenue earner for Standard Oil. So we had an example way back. We've had several examples of pioneers. And I think America can step up again. And not because we do the right thing, but because that's what we ought to do to create new jobs. So that would be a takeaway. I'd say folks need to be enlightened, folks need to read a lot, and they shouldn't be close-circuited on the fact that social causes mean a social-driven agenda. Social causes are part of the self-interest-driven agenda. So that would be a takeaway that I'll give.
Thomas, been great to have had you. Thanks for all the information and insight, and we can't thank you enough. Where can listeners get all the information on GreenX Prize and your book, and how could one be in touch as well?
They can go to the website www.greenxprize.com. So that's green, the color green, X as an X-ray, prize, PRIZE.com. And they'll find all the information and how to join the movement and become a sustainable not just a sustainable advocate, but a sustainable doer, if you would.
Thomas, again, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for being a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Thank you for hosting me. I look forward to more conversations in the future.
And I do as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Thomas Anakwe, the CEO and founder of GreenX Prize, which is a brand new global online community where socially conscious entrepreneurs can propose green ideas that can benefit their communities and generate profits for public, private, and corporate investors. And for all the details, visit GreenXPrize.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.